Was I muted?
Yes,
okay.
You're on now.
Hi everyone, good morning. I wanted to call the meeting to order. We have Mr. McDermott, Ms. Ribeiro, Mr. Cannon, and me here. Are there any other trustees? Doesn't look like, is this everyone? Okay. So there's a quorum. I'd like to move, just pass over for now item one and go to item two, approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes for January 6th and February 16th?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So Trustee McDermott made the motion. Ribeiro seconded. Thank you. Is there any discussion on the minutes? Any discussion on these 2 minutes? All those in favor, Trustee McDermott? Mr. Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. That item passes. Moving on to item three, administrative matters. Just to note that there's a special meeting, and that meeting's been scheduled, correct?
Yes, I believe it's going to be March 22nd or 23rd, I believe, but it's tentatively right now.
Well, so we'll have a special meeting that we can spend the whole time on the contract for or RFP for legal services. Taylor will be following up with a specific date on that, but we look forward to a lively discussion then. Item 4, age and retirement information only. Just to note the retirements of Vincent Hall, Terrence Roundtree, Carlos Alicia, and Miguel Ramirez. Item 5, contribution withdrawals information only. Nicholas Hasback. Item 6, age and retirement and service connected disability, John Tuchel. Do any of the trustees wish to go into executive session to discuss this item?
Motion to approve.
There's a motion to approve by Mr. Cannon. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. McDermott. And a note that it looks like Trustee Vereen and Trustee Mora have joined us. We are on item 6, age, annuity, retirement, and service-connected disability. John Tuhill, who has properly submitted his information and medical reports. There's a motion by Trustee Cannon to approve and a second by Trustee McDermott. Any discussion on this item? All those in favor, Trustee McDermott or Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen? Is that you, Trustee Vereen? You were unmuted and now you're muted.
Good morning.
Oh, there you are. Good to see you. How do you vote on item 6?
Okay. Aye. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just getting myself together.
That's okay. Trustee Mora?
Aye.
All right, so item 6 passes. Moving on to item 7, service-connected disability. Robert DuPont, is there a motion on this item?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second? Trustee McDermott made the motion. Trustee Cannon made the second. Any of the trustees feel or wish to go into executive session to discuss this item? Any discussion on this item? All those in favor? Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. So that item passes. Death after retirement information only. If the trustees would take a moment to reflect on the passing of the individuals of Vincent Flynn, Herman Harris, and Julius Pact. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. I also ask for a moment of silence for item number 9, retirement, Constance Petra Simone. Thank you. Item 10, payment of the bills. Is there a motion to approve payment of the bills? Trustee Ribeiro made the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Cannon made the second. Any discussion on the bills? Any discussion on the bills? All those in favor, Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. That passes. Any old business? Any new business?
Yes.
Trustee Cannon?
Apparently there was an error that was discovered. Could somebody enlighten the board as to what actually happened?
Mr. Gormany, I see that you're here. Could you briefly describe the error that was made in the payment for the trustees? I know you sent an email on it, but.
Yeah, sure, Mayor. Good morning, everyone. As I put in the email, this was nothing more than a human error. There was a number transposed when we were making the balance of the ADEC payment. Unfortunately, it wasn't discovered until a couple of days ago. And as soon as it was discovered, we immediately moved the funding to PNF and SURF. Again, as I put in my email, all it was a human error in transposing a number. But again, as soon as the error was found, we immediately moved the funding over.
And I just wanted to say on behalf of the city, I'm going to apologize for the trustees for that error, but I appreciate Mr. Gormany, you correcting it quickly.
Yeah. Again, as I put in the email, that was my error. Unfortunately, it wasn't discovered until 2 days ago, but again, it was really just a human error. No other intentions or other moves were made by it. It was just a number being transposed when we were making the balance in December. That's all.
Questions? Mr. Cannon, do you have any questions?
Just wanted to understand what the actual email was about. Probably picked it up. It's a good job and able to pick up on that error in a reconciliation. Just a question. Who's the second eyes on funds like this?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear the question, Trustee Cannon.
I understand you're coming with it. There's a human error identified. When you move this money around, is there a second eyes on that?
Yeah, normally it's between my office and the Treasury office. I mean, it's a very straightforward process. That, you know, we take a look at all the payments that are due, you know, throughout the month. And we make those payments. Again, I think this was just an error in transposing, you know, a number. And, you know, unfortunately, both myself and my other office missed it until now. That's all. But normally it's done by Treasury and reviewed by myself, but, you know, we both missed it.
Who would be the Treasury office?
I have two staff members in Treasury and then a couple staff members in my accounting office. I'd have to go back to the email that I sent to them. But I believe my email transposed the budget number with the actual number that was supposed to be me. But I have two staff members in Treasury and two staff members in accounting. I'd have to go back to my email to see who confirmed it.
Right. This would be an 800 number.
Yes. that was moved over the other day to Dave.
Right. I'm just concerned that we have a system in place to make sure that, first of all, that 866 is the actual number. And second of all, that there's a system in place to make sure that, unfortunately, mistakes do happen. It's a large amount of money. We've been down this road with funding issues recently at the last meeting. So I'm concerned that we just have a system in place for accounting review. Well,
what I can say is, again, it was a human error, like you said before, mistakes happen. I think as I've been doing this, we've made the full ADEC and stuff. Am I concerned about a system? No, because, things, I can't speak as to what happened in the past, but what I can say is, like I said, this was a human error on my part. I'll take responsibility for that because it is, I oversee those offices, but I can assure the trustees that, since I took over for the previous controller, we've done everything correctly except, like I said, this particular error. So, which again, I will always say I take responsibility for, correct it, and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Mr. Grumby, I appreciate that, that you're responsible for it. My concern is that we have a second set of, maybe an outside auditor to make sure that we're picking up on this.
So you're on mute, Mr. Gormley, but the error was corrected. We have rectified it. Mr. Gormley said that there's two eyes on it. I did want to clarify, you said that there was a funding issue at last meeting as well.
No, we've presented in the past where we would like to make sure that the fund is properly funded, and we've addressed that. You've been a part of that also. I just want to make sure that we're not missing money in there. I appreciate Mr. Gormley and his willingness to come forward and say, notify us and tell them that it was a human error on his part. But this is a large amount of money. This is a large fund. I just think that it might be responsible to have an outside agency looking in every once in a while, such as an audit. That's something that I don't think it's a far ask, just financial responsibility to make sure that mistakes aren't being made. And if mistakes are made, I appreciate that Mr. Gormley came forward with responsibility for this. We don't know if there's other mistakes being made. Okay, we don't even know which officer, not sure who picked up on it.
No, he said that he can confirm that. He doesn't know at this moment which of the multiple staff members.
Okay. Is this something we could look into as a possible outside auditor to look in on this?
So, Mr. Mayor, if I may, our outside auditors, that is one part of the audit that they do every year. If there were any mistakes made, it would be noted in our audit. Again, we've made 100% of the ADEC payment as recommended since, I believe, the early mid to late 90s. We actually have that in our audit. So if there were any other mistakes made, part of our review of the city financials every year is the pension funds. Our outside auditors work with the financial advisors and the pension office to make sure that the city has done what is needed to be done and to make sure that we're reporting everything correctly.
And in this recent year, we made more than the required ADEC payment.
Correct.
Could you tell me who the outside auditor is?
RSM McGladrey.
RSM McGladrey. Any other questions on this item?
Would they have picked up on this? Did they get an opportunity to review it?
What they would have picked up on is if we did not make the full ADEC payment at the end of the year, there would have been a balance left over in that budgetary line item. They would have asked us why there was such a large variance left over in that line item, and then we would add to explain the reasoning for that. So yes, they would have picked up on it if, because that is considered a questionable variance when you, if we were to not make the full ADEC payment.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mr. Cannon. Thanks, Mr. Gormany. Any other questions? Okay, let's move on to the investment report, item one. Raymond James.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to confirm that we did receive yesterday 866-340 into the cash account for PNF. I just checked on that.
Thank you, Dave.
So if you want to pull up the report, Taylor or Leanna.
Yeah, I cannot. I'm in the meeting room, so I don't have access to my laptop. So.
Okay. Everybody see that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so this morning we're going to talk about the end of January numbers for the fund. $388 million. It was a month that was positive, a little slightly below our allocation index, especially for the three-month period. We've had a little bit of a run here in equities on the growth side, which has tilted us a little bit. If you go to the 6 month, the fiscal year to date number, the more in line, and then the 3 year number is where it's been and doing well. Our equity managers for the month were up 6.82% combined across the board. There's results there from both large and large cap and value. So good numbers there on the positive side. Went on the Cook and Beeler and Mutual on the mid cap side, seen some really good rebounding here. From some of these managers that we've been watching. Cook is up 843 for the month, and you can see that their 3 month and 6 month numbers are very good. So we'll continue to watch, continue to speak with them and see how they progress. Mutual is very closely in line with their target, especially in the long run. Small caps had a good run here. Lately, the smaller the capitalization, the better the returns have been. So I was talking about on the growth side. So ClearBridge small cap growth has done very well, up double digits for the month, 11% across the board, up 16% fiscal year to date. That's a great number. Cook is very similar in line on the fiscal year to date, and Channing also outperforming. So we have some good numbers out of small cap that back in the day were a challenge, and now they've really led the way. So hopefully that continues. Internationally, it's also been a good story here. International WCM is a manager that's really bounced back. Their fiscal year to date number almost 14 versus 961. So they did have some tough times, but they're fighting back and doing well. They did come in, speak with us, and tell us their story, and it seems to be working. International in general has done well. Exponents is one of our newer managers, so started well out of the gate in September, and MFS has done well also on the international side. Fixed has had a little bit of a rebound here. As you can see, the longer term numbers are still challenging on the 1 year number for fixed income, and they're going to probably stay around there because rates did have a run, but they've been popping back up. So for the month and for the 3 months, we had good positive returns across the board on all our managers. So it's good to get that, the point of both parts of the, both with the two largest parts of the portfolio moving in the right direction instead of the wrong direction, since they were both going down at the same time. Now they're actually going up. So good performance there. This talks about our cash position. We have about 44 all in. Our recommendation, you know, the market here has come out of the first of the year on a real tear on equities. So we're up about 4% on the S&P 500 and almost 10% on the NASDAQ. So we don't really think that's sustainable. We've had a couple of bad days in the last week, and we think the pullback will probably start right here. As an anticipation and as a consensus for what Wall Street's looking at for equity markets for the entire year, we're still in single digits as a forecast. So we don't know if it's going to get much better here in equities. So what we're trying to do with this cash, because we need it invested for our IPS, is move slowly, take advantage of some pullbacks and be strategic here in how we deploy it. So I'd like to take 15 of the 44 that's in our cash account. A lot of stuff we keep on the sidelines for benefit payments, but 15 out of the 44 today, and move that towards the overall allocation of active managers. So equity managers and fixed income managers right now. So they take a month off, and then maybe in April we'll look at doing another 15 into the market. So hopefully buy some stocks and bonds at a better opportunity than, you know, up 10% right out of the first of the year. So we can bring that up at the end of the meeting if you'd like to vote on that. I'll put that down to make sure I remind myself. There's another page here that I want to show you. I apologize for me having to navigate here because I'm not that great at it, but can you see that? I don't know if I shared that or not.
Yeah, this is Alkyon.
Yeah, so this has been a question mark. We've talked about them a lot. They're long short hedge funds, had very good years in the past, had a really tough couple of years in the past year or so. Their numbers in the last 90 days have really done well. The report is in arrears. They report at the end of the month. So a lot of times when we look at this report, it's dated numbers. So what I wanted to do was get to them and say, hey, I need as of January 31st numbers going back to November. And you can see really strong performance, up 15% for the month of January, and between November and then up 20%. So they still have a ways to go. We'll still continue to talk to them and watch them, but hopefully they can make that money back faster than most. And that's what I'm keeping an eye on. So we'll see how February comes out. As soon as I can get that information, we'll put it into the books and get back to you for the next meeting. So this is just a market flash. I'll talk about a few different things. I know it's a short meeting today, and we could open up to some questions about anything else that you'd like to discuss. Top left-hand side talks about I gotta go back up. I apologize. Top left-hand side talks about equity markets on the left-hand side. As you can see, we've had a good run here, but we're still only about halfway back from what we lost going back a year. So if you look at the Russell 1000 growth, for example, year-to-date up 9, but still for the year down 10. So we've had a good run here, but let's not forget that it's been a challenging market over the last year or so. International markets, very similar on the right-hand side over there. Global equities have made a nice comeback, but again, just getting back about half of what we've lost. So we stay invested, and we continue to add to this portfolio, and hopefully we're buying at good times right now, and we'll turn this around. Fixed income, top right-hand side. As you can see, it's been a really difficult year in fixed income. They're bouncing back also right now. We'll be adding to those portfolios also, and looking to capitalize on timing. We have some issues right now with the Federal Reserve still and what they're going to do as far as inflation. You know, they were originally talking about maybe two more 25 basis point rate hikes. Now the conversation on the street is more like 50 basis points, maybe not even once, but twice. So until they can turn that number around and bring inflation down, they're not going to stop. They want a 2% inflation target. I don't think they're going to stop until they get there. So everyone's talking about a hard landing or a soft landing or a landing at all. So, you know, we still think the economy is strong, and they're trying to, you know, lower prices, work on inflation. And I think that they're serious about it. I think everyone thinks they're serious about it. So it's a wait and see type of a market right here. We're fully invested most of the time per our IPS. We ride these things out. The good news is that timing wise, we do have a lot of cash. So I think that we should be strategic in deploying that. And I think, you know, right now, I think it's the time to take a portion of that, put it into existing managers. Our team is always looking at new opportunities. We'll continue to do that to see if there's replacement managers or something to add to the portfolio to add some value. But as of right now, and as of today, our recommendation would be take 15 of that and spread it across all the active managers that we have. I can open up to questions right now, if you'd like. Or maybe a vote, whatever you'd like to do.
Any questions for Let's go with Mr. McDermott and then Mr. Cannon.
Dave, I know we get the two different numbers here for Alkyon, and you know you explained that their reporting tends to be behind for the total report. Do we have a total dollar amount for what that fund is worth? It's not included.
Yes. Okay, there we go. I'm sorry, I'm just navigating with this. $14,964,602. So about $15 million as of today.
What was our initial investment?
I'd have to go back and look. I can get that for you. I apologize. It's not going to be on this system that I'm looking at right now, but I can get that within 24 and send it to you. It goes back a ways. Derek, you don't recall that, do you?
No, I don't have that.
Yeah, I can get that. It's probably, I believe it was $10 million originally, but I will get that for you. I can get it for you today and send it off to you if you like.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dave.
So, Mr. McDermott, you have any other questions?
Dave, along the lines of Alkyon, to continue on with Mr. McDermott's question, you show us a nine-month scale. Where it was 9 months ago. Is it possible to get a little longer timeline also sent over?
Yes, absolutely. I get, yes, I will. I'll get a partner statement from them since inception, and I'll share it with the entire board. I could probably get that very, very shortly. It's not from our systems. It's better, but it'll come right from their systems. It'll be City of New Haven partner statement with your inception date going back to, you know, the first day that I was invested. Instead of coming off of our reports. Absolutely.
Thank you. You had alluded $14 million. What's your goal, to add to that or to reduce that?
No, so the $15 million, in my opinion, unless someone disagrees, is to keep an eye on that. So we're not going to add to anything that's alternative. So hedge funds, private equity, private real estate, all of that's going to stay the same. I'm looking to just move the money towards our active managers in large cap, mid cap, small cap stocks, international, and fixed income managers. So Alkyon right now is on a hold. We're going to keep an eye on them and see how they do, but not going to give them any more money at this point in time. And I don't recommend taking any more right now until something changes, but we are watching them on a month-to-month basis. So they have to prove to us that they're worth holding on to. In the meantime, Derek and I and the team have discussed looking at other long short opportunities in that business. So the volatility of an Alkyon, when I say long short, is the fact that they're betting on both sides of the market. So they're shorting stocks hoping they go down, they're buying stocks hoping they go up. So obviously if you're going wrong in both directions, it's got a huge volatility. That's why you'll see a portfolio like that up 20% in 3 months, but you also see it down. So they've done well historically over long periods of time. They've had a rough run, so we're going to watch them. We're not going to give them any more money. And we might, if anything, probably take from them or eliminate them if their performance continues to suffer over the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah, to add to that, we're heavily allocated in hedge funds. So, I mean, we need to cut back. Our target is 4%, yet right now we're carrying 5.4. So that might be something you want to consider, the board wants to consider also.
Sure. Yeah, that, I mean, again, it's one of the nice things about them, it's 30-day notice. We could take money from them in any denomination, any amount with 30-day notice. So as soon as we pull that trigger, we can get that from them. We'll take a look at the overall allocation. When we put this money to work, it'll change the allocation across the board. And next month, I'll review that and say, hey, if we put another 15 in, this is where we should stand. We're getting a little skewed here because of the cash, but we will look at that. Some of the variances are small. Some of them get a little more out of line based on liquidity, whether you could get rid of some of these investments or not. Like private real estate, we're a little bit high, but it's because it's done well and there's not a lot of liquidity in that part of the portfolio.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Other questions? David, I didn't quite understand. So you had suggested potentially us voting to move $15 million from cash to where?
So if you look at the portfolio, let me just try to pull it back up so it's a little easier to. So can everyone see that?
Yes.
Okay, so on the left-hand side, Mr. Mayor, we're looking at the large cap managers. There's three there. So we're looking to add to large cap managers, mid cap managers, all three small cap managers, all three international managers, and four of these managers on fixed income. We're not going to add the Seritas right now. It's not the type of investment where you put money in and pull it out. It's more of a private investment. So all of the managers on those two pages, short of Seritas, would be the ones that would get it. Then we'd figure it out allocation wise to keep us within our parameters in each asset class. We'll figure out how to put it in to balance it out. I could also wait on that and do it exactly for you and show you exactly the dollar amounts that are going into that. If you want to give some discretion to let us do that as a team with the 15 and spread it out, that's up to the trustees. That's your call.
Seems fine to me, but is there a motion here?
No, just can I further up question on that? Go ahead. Dave, you're basically saying taking 15 and just dividing it amongst the funds you just talked about?
Yeah, just per the allocation. So if we're it's not going to be dollar for dollar. I can look at the IPS, or not the IPS, the asset allocation. So I want to keep each of the large cap, mid cap, small cap within their allocation. So I'm not going to obviously overweight ones that are already overweighted a little bit. I'll just look at it, Derek and I, and say, hey, you know, where do we need to add within stocks and bonds to stay within our allocation with, you know, the dollar amounts that are associated with it. So we'll spread it out based on that.
Right. Is there an opportunity for you to go out and find other companies? I see a couple of companies there that we've been, you know, had concerns with in the last several months that you were concerned with. A couple of them may have been on watch. We talked about. So, I mean, if you're just going to sprinkle some money to them, now, I don't think that's a smart move. I think we, you know, look outside and find other companies that might be outperforming those companies.
We could just take some time. And I will definitely put that on the list that we're always doing that for clients. And yeah, we can come up with some ideas in a couple of different asset classes within stocks and bonds. We just added in fixed income. I don't know if there's a very big need on the police and fire side for that. On the equity side, we could open up for some more debate on adding to some of these managers or to add to a new manager. Thing is that, again, the new manager would be, you know, an introduction next month, an evaluation of them, a presentation, and then making a decision on that. So however the board wishes to proceed, I could, listen, it's not, I personally, I don't know if Derek disagrees, I don't think adding $15 million right now versus waiting 30 days is going to have much bearing at all on this portfolio. I don't think the market's going to run in the next 30 days in either direction. I think it's had a good run here. I'm not, again, not a market timer. I'm an asset allocator, but I don't think it would hurt us to wait if you'd like to get more specifics on exactly where it's going to go and some names on some people that we're looking at to add to the portfolio.
Other opinions from the trustees? I mean, to me, David, six, one, half a dozen, the other, $15 million is a lot of money. It's not a gigantic portion of the portfolio. And if you're putting in different kind of pools of money over time that are moving cash to the investments, it seems like we space those out and continue to follow your direction here. So.
The other thing, too, I'd like to mention, too, is that, you know, these are fully liquid. So if we take this money and put it to any of these managers and then decide to bring in a presentation and add a portfolio to the presentation, Trustee Cannon, we could take from any of these managers to fund the new manager. So it's not like, you know, it's a one-way door. If we give it to them and we need to rebalance or take it back, we can do that also. I just don't want to be too heavily weighted in cash, even though it's been good and it's been strategic, but it's a large weighting in cash right now, and it should be deployed within some parts of the portfolio. Fixed is getting good yields, money markets are getting good yields, but at some point it should be back in line with the overall IPS. But it's really up to you folks. I didn't mean to make this confusing, but I just want to get a plan to deploy some of the money back into the market.
Not confusing.
Not confusing, Dave. Thank you.
Okay.
Trustees want to do this now or do this next month?
Motion to table to next month.
Yeah, and that's just, there's not an actual like item on the table here. We can just wait until next month unless any of the trustees disagree. Okay. Anything else, Dave?
No, I had a question just earlier. The special meeting, does that involve us in any way? I didn't hear really what was going on with that. Is that something that's on the calendar?
I don't think it involves you all because it's just about the legal RFP.
Okay. Yeah, I missed that part. Okay. No, I'm good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
I'll see you in a month. All right. Bye-bye.
Appreciate your work. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
There's a motion by Mr. Cannon. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. McDermott. All those in favor, Mr. Cannon?
Aye.
Mr. McDermott?
Aye.
Ms. Ribeiro?
Aye.
Ms. Ream?
Aye.
Mr. Morrow?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. So we are adjourned. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great day.